When I woke this morning, I was sweating like a slave on the farm. Yet it wasn't the sweat of hard work that wet my bedsheet so. It was the sweat of fear. I was feeling as if a witch had poured fear inside me, the way my bell used to pump our sleeping sons with pap more than 20 years ago. If you see how my chest was doing, that my heart did not cut was a miracle. As I pushed my door open into the compound and hung my bedsheet where it became my curtain, I tried to remember the exact and particular reason why I was so afraid. I couldn't. And I'm not surprised. The problems of my life are not the sort that one narrates to a native doctor and he laughs before he starts his treatment. My problems are the sort that the boldest witch doctor will hear halfway and flee. Is that not how I went to meet Katskis just before Easter, and he said he wouldn't waste his time and mind by praying, that my problems had surpassed the kind that prayer and fasting solve? It's just that adversity isn't something people boast about. Otherwise, in this Ikeroti, no one can stand beside me. It wasn't quite dawn, but as Ikeri people say, only a never-do-well needs sunlight to gather his farm gear. I got dressed. No one can call my house a mud hut anymore, ever since I plastered it all over with cement. Except those people who have jealousy and witchcraft running in their veins and they think it is blood. That type of people can never forget what is under the plaster. On the harvest pole stick to the wall opposite my clay bed are the remnants of a 1999 harvest. Only 3 yam tubers. As soon as those 3 tubers filled my eyes, the silence also filled my ears. Maiva was not cursing her stubborn stove from the kitchen outside. Ibel and Kalamatus were not quarreling over who forgot to tether the goat the night before. I was alone in my compound with only 3 tubers of yam. That was when I remembered the exact and particular reason why I was so afraid. And my chest kept quiet. Because Ikeri people also say that the day a man recognizes the disease that will kill him is the day doctors stop eating his money. I remember the name of the fear that filled me like the urine of a witch. And when a disease has a name, at least it has a salutation. His name was starvation. It was 2 weeks until harvest, and tradition decrees that not a root may be disturbed in the fields before the day of the New Yam festival. The situation was serious.